Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Genesis 46 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba, and he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. That night, God spoke to Israel in a vision. "Jacob, Jacob," he said, and Jacob replied, "Here I am." God said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you back. Joseph will put his hands on your eyes." Jacob left Beersheba. The sons of Israel took their father Jacob in the wagons Pharaoh had sent to carry him, along with their children and their wives. They also took their cattle and possessions they had acquired in the land of Canaan. Then Jacob and all his children went with him down to Egypt. His sons and grandsons, his daughters and granddaughters, indeed all his offspring he brought with him to Egypt. These are the names of the Israelites, Jacob and all his sons who went to Egypt. Jacob's firstborn, Reuben. Reuben's sons, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. Simeon's sons, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. Levi's sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Judah's sons, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. Perez's sons, Hezron and Hamul. Issachar's sons, Tola, Puva, Jashub, and Shimron. Zebulun's sons, Sered, Elon, and Jahiel. These were Leah's sons born to Jacob in Padan Aram, as well as his daughter Dinah. The total number of persons, 33. Gad's sons, Ziphion, Haggai, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Arodai, and Areli. Asher's sons, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. Beriah's sons were Heber and Malchiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, that she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Jacob's wife Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. Manasseh and Ephraim were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt. They were born to him by Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, a priest of On. Benjamin's sons, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Muppin, Huppin, and Ard. These were Rachel's sons who were born to Jacob, 14 persons. Dan's son, Husham. Naphtali's sons, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalem. These were the sons of Bilhah, who Laban had given to his daughter Rachel. She bore to Jacob 7 persons. The total number of persons belonging to Jacob, his direct descendants, not including the wives of Jacob's sons, who came to Egypt, 66, and Joseph's sons, who were born to him in Egypt, 2 persons. All those of Jacob's household who had come to Egypt, 70 persons. Now, Jacob had sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to prepare for his arrival at Goshen. When they came to the land of Goshen, Joseph hitched the horses to his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. Joseph presented himself to him, threw his arms around him, and wept for a long time. Then Israel said to Joseph, "At last I can die, now that I have seen your face, and I know you are still alive." Joseph said to his brothers and his father's household, "I will go up and inform Pharaoh, telling him, 'My brothers and my father's household, who are in the land of Canaan, have come to me. The men are shepherds. They also raise livestock. They have brought their sheep and cattle and all they have. When Pharaoh addresses you and asks, "What is your occupation?" you are to say, "Your servants, both we and our fathers, have raised livestock from our youth until now." Then you will be allowed to settle in the land of Goshen, since all the shepherds are abhorrent to Egyptians." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this beautiful reunion of impossibility and between Joseph and his father, and the long weeping, and just this beautiful reunion. And Lord, as I think about that, I think about that day on the other side when we will have glorious reunions with those we have lost. And Lord, help us to gain great comfort from that. But I also dare to pray that you would bring a reunion of broken relationships our way. We can't make it happen, Lord. We just lay them in your hands as surrender. But we do sincerely ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can bring reconciliation to some of our broken relationships. We trust you, Lord, for this, and we believe that you are good and able and capable of doing this. I also lift up my friends today who They have been praying for something for a really long time, and they're tired and they're weary, and they wonder if there is even a possibility of an answer to prayer. It seems very impossible, kind of like Joseph being reunited with his father when his father thought he was dead. Lord, many of us have these impossible prayers, but you are the God of impossibility. You are the God who can do amazing things. So help us to have the faith to trust you through the long haul. It's sometimes easy for me to have faith in those small things, in those difficult little trials, but it's harder when that trial goes on and on and on. And so I pray for my friend today that you would awaken them to the idea and the truth that the Holy Spirit lives within them and is interceding for them as we speak, and will give us the perseverance needed in prayer as we hope and wait and trust for this outcome that we hope you will bring about. Lord, we want to pray just as you did in the garden, not my will, but yours be done. And Lord, we pray that if our desires are wrong, you would change those desires. And we pray definitely that as things are done in heaven, they would be done on earth. And thank you for that beautiful prayer that you taught us, the Lord's Prayer, that we can have that same kind of model prayer today. We love you, and we thank you, and we are grateful for you. Thanks for just loving us, sacrificing for us, forgiving us, and redeeming us and healing us. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You can leave a review, and that would be really helpful too, on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this, or Amazon on the Alexa device. And thanks ahead of time for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing day.